This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Anything discussed during this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. Instead, all content is for general entertainment purposes only. Listeners should contact their attorney to obtain advice with respect to any particular legal matter. Listening to, contacting us, or any of the links or resources contained within this podcast and or website does not create an attorney-client relationship. The views expressed during this podcast are those of the individual lawyers in their individual personal capacities only.
All the legal ladies. Welcome to All the Legal Ladies. Unwind with us as we navigate the fascinating world of legal tales, precedents, and the occasional objection-worthy joke. Hello, ladies. How are we today?
Good.
Doing all right.
I'm Marcia. I'm Kathleen, but they call me Kat.
I'm Alicia.
And we are lawyers. For those of you that are just joining us on this mid-season episode, end of the season episode, I'm not really quite sure where we are actually. we are Williams McLernan and Stack, a law firm in Southern Maryland, and we've decided to start this podcast so that we could kind of share some legal tidbits and jokes and personality with you.
Fulfill Kat's long-held dreams.
My long-held dreams. I know. So on a random topic today, what do your kids, well, I know your kid is older than ours, but when you were younger, he was younger, sorry,
and I was younger too.
When we were all younger.
What did your kid think you were doing all day as a lawyer?
I don't really know. Probably just talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Right. My kids have asked a couple times, and I try to explain, like, I help families work through disagreements, and it's always uncomfortable when she's like, well, so-and-so says you're their mommy or daddy's lawyer.
Oh, yes. I've
never, okay. Never. What do you do with their? I'm like, so-and-so can say that. I'm not going to tell you whether or not it's true.
I think my kids don't necessarily have that as much, but how do you know that person out? Are they one of your clients? It's like, yeah. Not everybody is my client. Some people are just friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They constantly want to come. It's like, no, you don't. It's really not that fun.
No. Yeah, Charles came with me to court in Charles County and here in St. Mary's County. So, yes, he was like, it's not like it is on TV.
Surely
it's not. No, it's not. Mm-mm. And he played this Phoenix Wright game, which I used to play. Attorney at law. Phoenix Wright, attorney at law. And he's like, when are you going to yell objection? I was like, see, no.
Mm-mm. We had a trial at dinner the other night.
Oh.
What were the allegations? Something against grandpa. Whether or not he was suspicious, perhaps. I don't know. At one point, I was the judge. At one point, there was an objection lodged. I asked for the basis of the objection. I determined the basis was not fair. I sustained it.
Charles argued with me once when he was younger. I think I took something away from him, and he's like, that is unconstitutional.
Oh, that's a big word.
And I was like, let me explain something. In this household, it's a dictatorship. The Constitution does not apply.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. I appreciate Bluey for having that episode where the mom judges. They present episode. But speaking of TV shows, any of you have a favorite law TV show, or do you just kind of ignore them?
I tend to avoid law-based TV shows.
Me too.
Because either it's too much like real life and I don't want to see it, or it's too far away from real life and I cannot watch it.
Right. Same.
I definitely watched more pre-law school, law school, but not as much nowadays.
Yeah. I used to watch Ally McBeal.
Oh, yeah. I loved Ally McBeal.
And L.A. Law.
I don't think I've seen.
Yeah.
Was that the one with Dylan McDermott?
No, it was with Blair Underwood.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Handsome.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I used to watch the Law and Orders. Yeah. So my ringtone on my father's phone is dun dun.
Corey's watching like reruns of Law and Order. And he's like, why don't you want to watch it? No, thank you. He watches SVU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard to watch nowadays.
No,
yeah.
Thank you.
Love Olivia Benson. Or that's the character's name. What? Mariska Hargitay is the actress. She's really good. I did watch Attorney She-Hulk, Attorney at Law.
That
was hilarious.
I watched it.
But I think that's one of those so far away from real life that you don't have to.
Yes.
It's often that we may have wanted to turn into the Hulk in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, that's the typifying line, right, from her in that season was the, I can control my Hulk better because I always have to control my Hulk better because if not, we're just angry women, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which kind of leads us into today's topic of next on the docket, distressing from the legal profession. So when we want to turn into the She-Hulk, mm-hmm. how do you de-stress?
Take deep calming breaths. You know, my guilty pleasure is watching Real Housewives, mm-hmm. which my son calls Ratchet TV. And reading novels. Can you guess which novels I'm talking about? Romance novels. So that is my guilty pleasure. I try to stay focused. You know, I do every morning I wake up and do a daily devotional, read the Bible, ground myself, prepare myself for the day. And then if something stresses me out at work,
what do I do?
Vent. Yeah. We all vent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is one time that I think no one else was here to vent to, and you all came back from lunch or court or something, and I was just walking up and down the hallway, like, trying to get the mad out of my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are definitely lucky that we have that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We trust each other to vent about it and get that out of our systems a little bit before going home.
I feel like my day starts a little differently than yours because it normally starts with like children climbing into my bed and there's yelling and squishmallows are being thrown and somebody's like, ow! And you know.
Yeah.
Eventually somebody else, go get dressed.
We figured out.
Not quite as calming or centering.
Yes. No. I try to use my teeth brushing time as that, like, it's okay, things will be great. Daily affirmation type sayings. And then,
yes, you know. Bathroom time is me time.
We are not there yet. My kids are too young. There is no mommy space unless I remember to lock that door.
I was like, there's never a door I've shut that someone has not opened while I'm in the middle of doing, whether it's getting dressed or anything else. Like, I have to lock the doors. And even then,
Yeah.
I do like the driving time. If I drop my kids off, then I'll listen to music or a podcast.
I feel like that's the biggest way I transition home in the evenings now I've just decided I don't care. Anyone driving past sees me singing at the top of my lungs. They can enjoy the show because that's what I will do. I will put on music and just sing at the top of my lungs and try to be in a different headspace by the time I get home. Sometimes it's happy music. Sometimes it's angry music. Just kind of depends.
Yes. And I also plan vacations and go on vacations.
Yes.
Vacations are important. I don't understand why people like to leave on the table at the end of the year. Mm-mm. Use your leave, people.
We have a mandatory use your leave policy here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
we stay on top of people. It's not just like use it or lose it. And oh, well, I guess you lost it.
It's
like 90 days out. What is your plan for using
your leave? Yes.
Put that vacation on the calendar.
Yes.
My recent de-stress that I just did, I've learned from Alicia of going in and blocking off more time on my calendar.
Oh, I love to do that. Every time I feel overwhelmed, I'm like, well, that's another month out.
Yes.
It's great though, isn't it?
It is great because
future me has never regretted that choice. Not once.
Yes.
Because we all, while we were all in law school, we heard the statistics and the facts that lawyers have a higher suicide rate, depression rate, alcoholism rate. And it's like, no. You don't want to fall into that trap, even though, you know, we all started out, you in the public defender's office, Alicia and I with domestic violence. So we are cognizant about how stressful this job can be and secondary trauma is real.
Yeah.
So we try our best to de-stress and encourage not only each other, but our staff to. Mm-hmm. Take a break. Distress. You are not, I am not a I am a lawyer, but law is something I do. It's not who I am. And I think I've said that before. So you just have to remember that.
Idea of working to live, but not living to work.
Like, everything in this job always feels urgent. Like there's always one more thing to do. There's always one more fire to put out. And so the idea that just what really has to be done today and what would you just like to get done today and leaving that work on the table because it will always be there and taking time away when you can and taking time to enjoy yourself when you can, even if it's just an unexpected few hours at the end of a busy week.
And we're very upfront with our clients. We have an engagement letter that specifically says, you know, we are not on call. We are not a 24/7 law firm. You can go call 1-800 whoever if that is who you choose. But
we're not going to be answering calls after hours.
Right.
Nope.
And I think that's how we differ from a lot of law firms, especially the bigger law firms. We do not expect our employees, our attorneys, associates, whomever, to work 80 hours a week. We expect them to do their job, but like Alicia said, leave the work here. You're not on call. I mean, if it's an emergency and if it's a true emergency, call 911.
Really? Like, what are we going to do after hours?
Right.
Yep. I can't bail you out till the next day anyway. So just send me an email. I'm not going to bail you out anyway. I'll be there to help you with the bail review.
So it is important. And also take mental health days sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you can't plan travel or have a vacation every month. So sometimes when things get too stressful, take a step back. Say, I am not coming in today. And just if you want to, stay in bed.
Or some of my, I used to do, you know, get my hair did days. And that used to be, all right, well, coming to work right afterwards. And now it's like, nope, that entire day is going to be my day.
Remember, I did this last year and I need to get back to it this year. I scheduled a personal retreat day.
There you go.
And then I got sick. And then I don't even think I took a nap that day. And I was pretty mad about it. I think I want to try that again this year. I know I feel better, like more grounded, more myself when I get outside, like whether that's for a hike or camping or last Mother's Day. I just spent the entire day reading on the porch and that was lovely.
I like to... definitely more of an extrovert type person. So I like to be with friends. We do a lot of game playing or just talking. That's kind of my involving other people way of distressing. Even my husband and I on date nights tend to go to the local game restaurant store combination and do that. But yeah, there are times of just sitting and reading by yourself.
One thing I want to add is regularly scheduled massages. I want to start getting massages.
You said that and I was like, do you do that?
No, I want to start, as I said, add to.
I mean, right next door here.
I know.
And they are wonderful on the occasions that I've gotten over there. But yeah, like it would make more sense to do it regularly as opposed to like every 6 months that I sometimes get it. Even just doctor's appointments, making sure to take time for you to get your health checked out, to stay more proactive, I think helps with the stress and the and the just overall health.
Yeah. It's important to take care of you because you can't give out what is not inside of you. You can't pour into people's lives if your cup is empty. You can't be your best self if your cup is empty. So it's important. And I hope that the legal profession starts swinging in that direction.
If nothing, our little corner of it will continue to
be we will continue to maintain those strict boundaries.
I will continue to scold people if they're still, never mind that I'm still there at 10 after 5. I'm going to walk to every other office and ask when you're leaving.
Sometimes we break our rules, but, you know, I think it's because we usually try and balance that out with the early day the next day or things with our kids. Or so, but yeah. And enjoying it, figuring out how to enjoy what you do. to the greatest extent that we can.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
That's my never ending search.
Yes.
Finding a way to enjoy what I do.
So, all right. Well, shall we take on some recess?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, what game are we playing today? Two lies and a lawsuit.
I feel like this one.
Do, 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 do.
I think that's the end of fair use.
I don't know. Are we going to get hit with a claim because you hummed the Jeopardy song?
Oh, wow. Two lies and a lawsuit. A kidnapper sued his hostages for escaping. A man divorced his wife because she treated the dog better than him. A mom sued King's Dominion for discrimination because her son didn't meet the height requirements for the rides.
Oh, I feel like that's probably more likely because everybody's been like, I'm going to TikTok lifts in the shoe and stuff.
Dog divorce. Dog divorce is mine.
The dog divorce feels right. Out to me. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, I remember that there was a case about a burglar that got hurt. Like, he fell through, like, the chimney or something. So it's like, well, could you apply that to hostages? That seems wrong. So
is that chimney an attractive news?
Your house was maybe so worth breaking into.
Maybe that, if you're Santa.
Well, since you're going with the divorce, I'm going to go with the height.
King's Dominion.
King's Dominion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The divorce was calling out to mm-hmm. me. It really was. Mm-hmm. I think, but I'll go with the kidnapper.
Oh, all three different ones.
That might be. What is the answer?
The kidnapper.
What? I guess I was right.
You can't tell me that hasn't really happened in a divorce just because it didn't make the news. There's absolutely been one of those.
Jesse Dimmick, a fugitive facing a murder charge, kidnapped a Kansas couple in September of 2009. At some point, he fell asleep and they escaped. They sued Dimmick for over $75,000 in damages. Mm-hmm. His response was to countersue for breach of contract. He claimed he and the couple had a legally binding oral agreement for them to hide him from the police. His case was dismissed. Wow.
But the audacity was there. I terrorized your life, so now I'm going to sue you.
That made me think of my favorite display of audacity in a case, which was a child abuse case. And the parent did ask for reunification services, like, before we had even gotten going. Like, you did this. I was accused of pounding the table. I did not pound the table. My hand just fell in surprise.
Nice. All right. We'll move on to our last segment, Childhood Traumas, where we read wild case stories from attorneys on Reddit.
All right. Here we go. Alternative Fail 549. Former big law M&A associate here. Mergers and Acquisitions?
MBA.
It says M&A.
Mergers and Acquisitions?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Lots of all-nighters and most of the nighters. Too many 100-hour weeks and so many 70 to 90-hour weeks as to be unremarkable. Many ruined vacations and plans. Mm-mm. When I was a summer, an associate got called back to the office early from her honeymoon, mm-mm. and she did it. The partner knew what he was doing when he manipulated her to come back.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No. I'm just thinking of when you were on medical leave and I threatened to take away access to your email because I saw that you responded to something.
Yes. Mm. Which we really should do, especially if we have somebody in that situation in the future. Just turn off their email access.
Change their password on them.
Uh-huh. Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness.
That feels like a step too far, you know, because you try people, you know, they're adults and you want to give them some leeway.
Credit.
Yeah. Of the doubt. But then sometimes people abuse that. I'm not naming any names. Marsha Williams.
But that's crazy.
100-hour weeks. That's basically like 3 full-time jobs. I don't even know how you fit that in a day.
And I wonder if he means
you never sleep.
Yeah, I guess 100-hour weeks. Like, that's not counting billable.
Yeah. I was like, how many hours are in a week?
Well,
Well, sounds like too many hours.
There are 24 hours in a day.
120 hours Monday through Friday, if I'm doing the math. No.
That's six days. Yeah, 120.
Okay. I'm just going to get
up. Oh, no, five times.
Just going to get up again.
Sure.
What's that? 24 times 7. 168.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 68 divided by...
That is...
So that's like 9.5 hours away.
To sleep.
A day. 7 days a week.
To sleep and eat.
Uh-huh.
And be with your family.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
I wish someone would try to call me back from a honeymoon or vacation. I'll be like, and now my notice is given.
Yeah, whereas before you were just like bored in bed recovering, reading romance novels.
Yes. Yes, that is crazy.
When I was at the PD's office, I did get, thankfully my boss at the time was more understanding than that, but it definitely was like, well, my grandfather just died, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. He's like, you have court. And it's like, figure it out. So they did figure that out. But I could imagine missing things like that at a big law.
Mm-hmm.
So
I definitely had a tricky situation where I was already on a leave that was at a tricky time. And then while I was at a wedding, and while I was at the wedding, a family member died. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be back in town for one day, and then I'm going to be away for a funeral for 4 days. And I'm like, you have something. And I was like, oh, if you want to find someone to cover it, you can, or I'm going to move it, but I will not be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't even imagine mergers and acquisitions. I'm sorry, that's too much. Family law is enough paperwork for me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all for tuning in to this episode of All the Legal Ladies. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to the audio on your favorite digital streaming platform.
My advice is don't sneak into your email while you're on medical leave, or I will come and yell at you.
And we'll see you next week.